Здравствуйте, друзья. Мы у нас тут на даче вечерком, можно сказать, уже часов 10 вечера, если не больше. Мы спрашиваем Винни вопросы, которые ребята ему задали. Мы отобрали 14 вопросов. И... смешно.
И... не смешно, мы просто отдыхаем такие.
Да. So, Винни, question number one. Literally, it sounds as how to tolerate neighbors who are behaving badly.
Go over there and tell them to be quiet.
What if they don't?
What if they don't?
Yeah.
Well, are you punching them in the face?
No, just tell them that, please, you're making lots of noise. You shouldn't be doing this at 12 o'clock at night. It's not good.
Did it happen to you before?
Yes.
So what would be their normal reaction?
Their normal reaction would be, 90% of the time, they'll calm it down. Because they know the next step, the cops will be there.
So you would not call the cops first?
First, no. I go over there and tell them.
Okay. Okay. Which countries did you visit in your life? And which countries did you like more?
More? Okay.
Say first what countries you mean.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. Okay, the first countries I've been, I've been to Australia, I've been to Italy,
yes.
I've been to France, I've been to England, Canada, if you want to say that.
Okay, so any country which you liked?
Better, the best? I loved Italy. Italy was my favorite.
You speak Italian? Or
No, I don't. My father used to speak it. He was from... His father was from Italy.
Okay. So the brightest thing you can remember from your childhood?
The brightest thing of my childhood? Let's see. That's a tricky one.
Or the most memorable?
Memorable? Probably when I first got my dog. I had a little dog. And he was... when I moved it to upstate New York, I had no friends because it was like a very new, area.
What kind of dog?
He was a mutt.
Mutt?
Yeah, he was a mutt, you know.
Nice little mutt.
Yeah.
Dvornjak.
And he was my only friend because there was nobody living, you know, in that area. Yet we were the only ones that had the house built. It's the first house built on the development. So I had no friends. And my dad got me this dog, and he was like my best friend. It was awesome.
Okay. So where would you normally go for a vacation?
Vacation? Well, we do a lot of vacations in Florida. But I would love to go. I would like to go back to Italy.
Okay.
That's one of the places.
Not Hawaii, not Canada, not God knows.
No, I love it.
Virginia Islands. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like and what you do not like in the United States?
What do I like? I like that we have the freedoms that we have. We have a lot of freedoms. We can do most of anything. Be what we want to be. I mean, we have... This country gives you such an awesome chance to take advantage, if you take advantage of it, which unfortunately most Americans don't do, to be your own boss, to make as much money as you want. That's one of the things I like about the country. What I don't like about the country, which has been happening a lot in the last, I say, 10, 15 years, is the politics.
What about medicine?
Well, that's part of the politics now, which is this medicine... with Obamacare and nobody not getting along in that White House. There's so many good ideas that regular American people vote for that don't get passed because these people are too busy fighting with each other. Everybody's fighting. Nothing gets passed. Nothing gets done, and it's really irritating, especially with your this country's not going anywhere anymore. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, provocative question. If, just imagine, Natalia decides to move back to Russia, would you go with her?
Of course. She's not getting away from me that easy.
So you would live with me in Russia if I would move to Russia?
That's right.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I like to hear that.
As an American guy, how would you compare California versus Florida?
Well, California, I love the weather in California. Been here.
Water.
Yeah, I like the water. The water is fantastic. Drinking water is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I like that the weather here. It's very beautiful. What I don't like about California is that you have to make $1 million to live here. You got to make $1 million a year to live here.
Uh-huh.
And that's ridiculous.
You're talking about Silicon Valley specifically, because let's say Sacramento is no more expensive than Florida.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, do they have earthquakes there?
Sacramento is a Russian town.
Earthquakes? I've never heard about earthquakes in Sacramento.
No? Mm. Maybe we'll move to Sacramento.
It's a Russian town. Do you want to live with Russians?
I'm living with Russians now.
Okay. Mm. What is your favorite car and why?
Well, my favorite car is my 69 Z28 Camaro. Reasons why I had that when I was growing up at the age of 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very fashionable car. Uh-huh. People, when we drive around, they always wave at you. They go, wow, what kind of car is that? They love it.
So you have your dream car.
Yes, I have one of my dream cars.
Okay. And what do you think about United States budget deficit and kind of the whatever number of trillions we have, obligations and...
Oh,
yeah, but again, this goes back to...
Politics.
Uh-huh. The problem that's been going on in this country for 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows, nobody wants to do anything, to fix anything. Uh-huh. They're too busy fighting with each other. Okay. And the biggest problem is, when you fight over everything, people add, like when a bill goes through the House of Representatives,
uh-huh.
Well, if it might be a very good bill, but then everybody puts all these junk bills top of it. And then when it gets passed, it costs the American people millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because they want to fund this, they want to fund this.
Yeah.
And it's all junk. We call them junk bonds.
Mm-hmm.
They're just junk. And this is what's happening in this country.
So you think it is not that much of a problem to really eliminate the budget deficit? I mean, if they have the political will, it's not a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal, but you know, most countries in the world run are like this.
Uh-huh.
They all have deficits. It's just that our deficit is not getting any better.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, because everybody is fighting against each other. Nobody wants to cure the problems.
Mm-hmm.
All they want to do is fight with each other.
Okay. But it's not like you cannot sleep, you know, at night because of it.
No. Look, it's like anything else. If all the other countries do the same thing, a lot of people owe a lot of money to China now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, let's face it, all our companies moved to China.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, I don't know if you remember this, back in the 90s, when, again, the politicians only thinking about their own pockets,
mm-hmm.
a big bank, the World Banking Association,
mm-hmm.
you heard about the World Banking
mm-hmm.
Association,
mm-hmm.
they actually bought out a bunch of politicians,
mm-hmm.
and then they created this thing called GATT. I don't know if you heard about GATT. GATT is what is our trade. Whatever, just suppose if China makes a light bulb we make a light bulb for $2.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese make a one for 50 cents, same
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to bring it in this country. Years ago, we would tax it to where it would be worth the
mm-hmm.
same as the U.S. light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with GATT, it's a free market. They want to open up the market. So
mm-hmm.
they let it, we'll let this come into our country.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does, it kills the American money value, because
we compete internationally within our own market.
Right,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Because then everybody flees, everybody loses jobs, it goes overseas,
mm-hmm.
and that's like one of the biggest problems we have, and that's what's killing our deficit.
Okay, how did your ancestors came to the United States?
Oh, let's see, what I understand, my grandfather used to tell me with a hard Italiano accent.
Yes.
He came over on a banana boat.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what he called it. He came over on a boat with a ton of people on it.
Uh-huh.
And he was crammed into a little area where he slept and did just about everything. Mm-hmm. This one little area, tons of people, a lot of people getting sick. It was tough. It was hard to come over.
It was your grandfather.
It was my grandfather.
So do you remember him? Did you see
sure.
him?
Sure. Yeah. He talked to me about it. He came in on Ellis Island in New York,
mm-hmm.
in New York City.
So he spoke English fluently. So you could communicate with him.
When he came here, he very little English when uh-huh. he came here. And that's what was tough, because when they came in off of Ellis Island, the first thing that they did was make sure, you know, you had no diseases or whatever.
Yes.
And then they said that you had to learn English.
Mm-hmm.
So that he had to learn English to get anywhere. It's not like today where, oh, if you don't know English and you're Spanish, everything is written in Spanish for you here.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was very tough back then.
Okay. Then another automobile related questions. Question. So which motors do you like? And what's your relation to Japanese and German auto industry? So what do you think about it? How do you
Japanese and that? German industry. Let's go through that one first. First of all, I used to work for Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen,
uh-huh.
and I worked on Mercedes too. I used to have a Mercedes.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I think Mercedes lost a lot of money a few years back. They've been losing money because they made their cars too technical.
Uh-huh.
Half the stuff on there is just over technical because they don't want anybody else to know their technology, so they make it so difficult so nobody can fix it. Even their own mechanics can't even have the time uh-huh. to fix uh-huh. it. Just over technical. Compared to the Japanese cars are very, very good.
Reliable
cars. Mm-hmm. They're not over technical. They're very easy to work on because you only use a few tools, just for instance.
Technological.
Yeah, they're very, mm-hmm. they're smart. They're mm-hmm. smart. They built the car so a mechanic could fix it so it doesn't cost you a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's very logical the way the car is built.
So what motors do you like?
What motors do I like? Motors? Well, let's see. I'm gearhead for U.S. cars. I love race cars. I usually build American hot rods. I like the Chevrolet 454 big block Chevrolet. We built it into massive amounts of horsepower. You get easy, well, not easy, but you could build it into a 572, and you could have easy 1,000 horsepower.
Okay, what is freedom to an American? You mentioned that we have lots of freedoms here before, but what is freedom?
Freedom is able to dream and dream about what you want to do in life and succeeding at your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to get to where you want to be in life if you so desire. Like my dream when I was a little kid, even though I grew up with a disability because I'm dyslexic and I had a hard time reading and learning spelling properly,
mm-hmm.
I always dreamt to be a race car driver and have my own auto shop.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody told me, oh, you can't do that, you can't do that. But I was determined enough, I worked hard at it, and sure enough, I went to work for General Motors. I passed all their tests with flying colors. Mm-hmm. And after that, I got out and became an A mechanic working at their dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I worked for Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen. I learned all their technology. And after that, I opened up my own shop.
So you lived your dream.
Yeah, I lived my dream.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the difference between a Russian woman and American woman in a family life?
And now we can hear it.
So you had one on this side and another one on that side. So what's the difference? Not the difference between one specific woman and another specific
women,
woman,
but
at the cultural level.
Well, I think Russian women are more I don't know, more like what American women used to be before the women's liberation in this country. I think the women were...
Your mom was like that.
Yes, where the woman actually was a woman instead of trying to be a man. I think the women want to be men nowadays in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They dress up. They take care of themselves. They take care of their husband when they come home.
Mm-hmm.
They cook dinner for
them.
That's
what the Russians, right?
Yeah, this is what Russians do.
Mm-hmm.
What women used to do in this country years ago, but stopped doing it after the women's revolution, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the Russian women a lot better because of their women. They dress up, they keep themselves nice, they want to look good, very loving.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to keep themselves looking good for the man, and they do a lot of stuff for the men. I like that.
Okay, if at the time of birth, okay, you would be given the choice of any country in the world where you want to live.
No doubt, the USA. No doubt in my mind.
Not Russia, Rybinsk?
No doubt in my mind.
Not even Italy?
No.
Why?
Because the opportunities you have here is awesome. Okay. I love this country.
How do you know in Italy maybe you'll have
a problem? It's not.
Another question, let me ask the question number 15. Because I know lots of people ask that question again and again and again, day after day, you know. They have a belief in Russia that, I mean, they are given that to believe, that in the United States, mass media is running, you know, the campaign of propaganda, you know, which describes Russia and Russians in derogative terms, anti-Russian, let's call it that way. Did you notice anything like that? I mean,
none at all.
What about the time of Cold War?
Well, Cold War, let's say, when I grew up in the Cold War as a child,
yes,
we were always in school practicing if we got hit by the A-bomb by Russia, what to do. And what we had to do is go underneath our desk and cover up, and the sirens would go off, and we were very scared that there would be a nuclear war with Russia. That's what we always thought. We always thought that Russia was any second going to attack the United States. That's when we were growing up. That's how it was for me.
Okay, but in today's world?
In today's world, well, no. It's totally different. The Cold War, well, hopefully it's not coming back. But the Cold War is over. And people like the Russians. They always... very kind to them here.
But the media, I mean, let's say if you watch TV or if you open a newspaper or if you go online and... because I browse like 15, 20 sources on everyday basis, and so they're saying it's full of propaganda, and sometimes they watch American movies which make fun of Russians sometimes and kind of...
Russians bad guys in the movie.
A lot of times they portray Russians as bad guys in the movies, but as I've been on the radio or on TV, they actually, a lot of Americans feel sorry for the Russians, especially now what's going on with the war. They don't think that the Russian people are actually being told what's going on the proper way.
So, let's say, as an American, you don't know about propaganda, anti-American propaganda in Russia.
In Russia?
Yeah. Anti-American propaganda over there. Because they say, yes, we do have anti-American propaganda, but that is what media does all over the world. So, it does it here in Russia, and it does the same thing in the United States.
I do not hear any of that on the news. Never. Mm-hmm. I never hear the news saying that Russians are bad and... all this, they don't like what's going on with the war over there, because they feel that maybe that was a free state, and why is Putin attacking a free state? We don't understand that, and killing innocent people for what? Maybe just to take over that property? I don't know, but that's the only thing that people don't understand with that.
Okay. But there is no anti-Russian propaganda per se.
No.
Not really. Did we have any, let's say, anti-Iranian propaganda, anti-Muslim propaganda, any propaganda at all?
Actually,
any manipulation of people's consciousness.
No, I mean, actually, this country is trying to keep, because with the wars with Muslims and all this ISIS going on, yes, and this radical Muslims, actually, we're trying to keep good relations, mm-hmm, with the Muslims, saying that, you know, this is not all Muslims are like this. Muslims are good, peaceful people. Mm-hmm. It's just this radicalization, mm-hmm, of the Muslims, what's going on with it right now. They're just bad people. Mm-hmm. They're just crazy people, the radical ones. Mm-hmm. So we don't, there's nothing saying that we, actually, none at all, propaganda against Muslims.
Okay. Natasha, maybe you have a chance, okay? Last chance to ask a question. Just think about what your viewers are asking a lot. Anything?
Well, a lot of people ask me how many Russian words you know. And I would like to you demonstrate a little bit, what do you know. Well, listen, I'm going to help you. I'm going to say a word in English and you're going to tell me in Russian, okay? Let's say, how to say bridge?
Most.
Okay. How to say a beach?
Plaž.
Okay. How to say I love you?
Я тебя люблю.
How to say I miss you?
Скучаю.
Okay. How to say baby?
Oh, малышка.
Okay.
So we developed certain vocabulary, okay, over time.
Yes. How you say a boy?
Tavichka?
No,
this is girl.
I forget. Malchik.
Malchik, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. How to say young?
Wait a second. Nove.
No,
that's new. That's new.
Young.
Melodoy.
Melodoy.
Yeah. Okay. So, guys, we demonstrated certain successes and, you know, in learning, in building Russian vocabulary.
He knows much more, but, you know, he knows a little bit.
Чуть-чуть. Ну что, друзья, я, конечно, начинаю сомневаться, что вот весь этот разговор будет понятен большому количеству людей, потому что все-таки я не уверен, что у нас там абсолютно все так здорово по-английски говорят.
Но давай... может быть, они помогут друг другу.
Да, я думаю, что те, кто в состоянии, пусть... такой как бы скрипт, да?
А делают это люди.
Да, да, делают, я видел на канале. Пусть напишут скрипт, вот, а я его там помещу, может быть, как-то более удобное место, если вы хотите.
Да, мы будем очень
благодарны. Мы поблагодарим, значит, Винни и Наташу. Они сегодня замотались, тут с утра рано приехали.
Мы очень хорошо время провели.
И время хорошо провели, и по рюмочке пропустили. И, ребята, я хочу сказать, вот, я не знаю, вы цените там или нет, и понимаете это или нет, но мы сегодня весь день валяли дурака, очень старались вас развеселить, чтобы вы в хорошем настроении находились, и чтобы вам было прикольно. И как бы вот мы очень, очень, очень старались, а правда, Наташа?
Правда.
Вот. И Винни, он тоже как бы видит со стороны, что мы так стараемся. И мы уже совсем настолько замотались и забыли об этих вопросах, которые были там на канале. И
вдруг... Кстати, Винни нам напомнил, говорит, да, а я не должен вопросы какие-то ответить.
Да, и он говорит, ребята, так давай, там же люди ждут. Он говорит, что же мы, давайте уже запишем.
И мы давай там эти вопросы выбираем.
Да, и вот мы их тут под одеяло загнали. Вы, наверное, сейчас не видите одеяло, я вам покажу. Вот они тут под одеялком. Вот сидят в кресле, там, откинулись.
Ну, он сидел уже здесь, отдыхал.
Да, он уже отдыхал, в общем, замотался. Поэтому, ребята, в общем, всем привет. И я свою серию завершаю этим.
Ну, у меня тоже там будет серия, я снимаю все эти дни.
Да.
Но когда у меня Винни уедет, я обязательно выставлю, у меня будет 3-4 больших таких хороших видео.
Сюжет. Из моих там, может, что-нибудь подмонтируешь тоже.
Конечно.
Вот.
Я думаю, что я сделаю на свой канал тоже встречу, где я встретила Винни.
Да.
Пусть будет.
Мы очень старались вас, можно сказать, позабавить. И так, как бы, чтобы вы не скучали с нами.
Ну и мы хотим... We want to say thank you very much to Michael and Svetlana for making our day so nice.
No, it was excellent.
Yeah,
excellent,
it was very
guys.
Nice.
Very good.
Okay. They are so
amazing.
Excellent people.
Okay, guys, say bye to our
bye.
Viewers.
До свидания всем. Goodbye.